You're listening to the Kerry Woodham Mornings Podcast from Newstalk ZB.
Here we go. Welcome to another war of words between the Greenies and the government over changes to the Resource Management Act. With the poor old farmers stuck in the middle, just wanting the chance to be trusted to do the right thing when it comes to protecting the environment. And that's what I think we should be doing. We should be trusting them. You know how people have this concept of Mother Nature, and it's all, you know, peace and love and milk and honey, bees buzzing, gentle rivers, all of that stuff. Amazing, isn't it, how quickly all that goes out the window if the milk and honey brigade don't like something. Here's an example. In relation to the government making changes to the RMA, quote, "The government is hell-bent on pushing our natural environment to the brink, exploiting everything it can for any profit that can be squeezed out of it." Who's saying that, do you think? "The government's hell-bent on pushing our natural environment to the brink, exploiting everything it can for any profit that can be squeezed out of it." Well, it's not Federated Farmers. They're saying pretty much the complete opposite. They're saying that the changes announced yesterday are, quote, "an end to the war on farming." See what I mean about a war of words? No, it's the Green Party, which is talking about pushing the natural environment to the brink. In particular, it's the party's environment spokesperson, Lam Pham, who comes from the same part of the country we're in, Canterbury, which is a hotspot for dairy farming, especially with truckloads of farms. We've had truckloads of farms in Canterbury converted to dairy over the last, 20 or 30 years. One stat I saw earlier this morning said that the number of cows in Canterbury went from 113,000 in 1990 to 1.2 million in 2019. You know, I'd always thought that we have the most number of dairy cows than anywhere else in the country, but I've been looking around online. It might be Waikato, which has that title, but Canterbury's pretty close. Number two, I would say. And the thing that people often talk about when it comes to dairy farming, as you'll know, is the impact that that level of expansion and intensity of farming has had and will continue to have on the environment. Because when a cow, this is a stat that's stuck in my head, or a fact that's stuck in my head, when a cow takes a pee out in the paddock today, it'll take 20 years for the nitrates in that urine to work through the soils. Which means, of course, dairy farmers get a bad rap. But they're not on their own, are they? All farmers have been feeling the heat. And according to Federated Farmers anyway, that's about to ease with these changes to the RMA that the government announced yesterday. Now, I'm not going to read them out verbatim. And man alive, that's not how you make a great radio show. But what the government's talking about is doing away with things like limits on how much land farmers can use for winter grazing and water quality considerations in consent applications. Doing away with those things and others. Now, if you were to ask me which of the viewpoints I mentioned just before, the quotes, which of those align most closely with my view of the world when it comes, especially when it comes to protecting and enhancing the natural environment, if I was honest with you, and I will be honest with you, and if I had to choose one of them, I'd go with what the Greens are saying. But, hear me out. Unlike climate activists and climate politicians, unlike them, I'm willing to accept that things aren't black and white. Which is why I think it's time that we just trusted farmers to do the right thing and let them get on with it. And I say that for a couple of reasons. Firstly, I've got friends who are farmers, you might too. And every time I go and see them, I can see that they just want to do the right thing. I can see, and I believe it. But instead, they've had governments and government departments behaving like, you know, helicopter parents and watching their every move, just in case they do something wrong, just in case. Prove you haven't done anything wrong. I mean, that's nuts, isn't it? And secondly, show me a farmer who wants to, and look, there's no other way to say this, but show me a farmer who wants to poo in their own nest. They don't. And this is where the Greenies lose it, because if they think farmers want to destroy the natural environment on their properties for short-term financial gain, then they know nothing about how it all works. Farms, they're businesses, yes. Making profit, if you can, yes. But they're also assets. And why would anyone want to do anything to damage their asset? Well, they wouldn't. And that's why I think that instead of pulling farmers to bits, we should be trusting them to do the right thing. That's where I think the stage we're at now. Yeah, I know there are Muppet farmers, just like there are Muppet townies, but we can't do anything about that. If you think the Resource Management Act is how you sort out Muppets, then you might want to think again. So we can't do anything about the Muppets. What we can do, though, is say to the farmers who aren't Muppets, we trust them to do the right thing and leave them to it.
For more from Kerry Woodham Mornings, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 9 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.